Hello, this is Sarah.
Oh, hi, Sarah. This is Alice calling from Archtop Fiber.
Hi.
Are you doing today?
Good.
Are you still having issues with the streaming apps not being able to like connect or not getting anything from those streaming apps?
Yes.
There's a few things we can try. I know one of our customer service agents already tried, going through some light troubleshooting with you with like, I guess, resetting the modem and router. Is there any way, are you at home right now? Are you close? So you're at home?
Yes, I'm home.
Perfect. And are you able to troubleshoot? Like, are you comfortable like unplugging power from those devices?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Perfect. Perfect. What I want you to do is to just unplug the ONT, which is like that small device.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think we did do that when
Oh,
I was on the phone.
you actually like physically plugged it and all that. You did that? Or did you just have it like reset it or reboot
I
it?
think they reset it, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna try a hard reset. That's when you actually like physically unplug it. Sometimes
Sure.
that can get rid of any errors in the both the ONT and the router. So we're gonna unplug both those devices simultaneously. Well, not to be exact at the same time, just unplug both of them. Power.
Wait. So can you're really fuzzy on the I missed the last thing you said. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. We're just gonna unplug both the ONT and the router. Just have them both removed from power.
Okay, hold on. I physically like pull them all out at the same time?
Not have to do it at the same time, but just have them both removed from power. Like, if they're both attached to the same power strip, I guess at the same time is fine.
Okay, one second. Okay.
That's done.
Right, so I'm going to unplug the power strip.
Perfect. And it's unplugged right now, right? Like both devices should be showing no lights or anything right now, right?
Yep.
Well, we're just gonna let that sit for about 30-ish seconds. I know people always say 60, but that's always I always say that there's no need because after 30, the BIOS chip shuts down, which is just a chip inside the both those devices that just kind of operate without power in it. That's when that shuts down is after 30 seconds.
Okay. Is there, I'm sorry, you're like the, there's a lot of extra static around your voice when you speak. Is, I was like having a hard time.
Better still really
Hello?
that sound better now?
Not really, no.
I tried.
That's okay. I can mostly understand you.
Perfect. As long as you can hear when I say plug in and plug out, that's really all we need in this scenario.
Okay.
But yeah, you can go ahead and plug back in that power strip. It'll take a little bit for it to come back online. Like maybe like, a couple minutes.
All right. Oh man, I just plugged back in.
Perfect. Just waiting for it to come back online. When it does, see if that. If anything, we might just have to swap out that router. That might be the issue, but it usually isn't the case. Usually with these streaming apps, sometimes it doesn't fully grab the connection, or something on the Wi-Fi is just not allowing it to go through, which I never understand those errors because there's never like an actual reason for it. It just sometimes these things just happen.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like HBO, Amazon Prime, like Peacock, like all that stuff. And then my podcast app as well. Like my podcasts won't play on Wi-Fi.
So all streaming services, yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, but it's weird because it's like Instagram works, Facebook works, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Wait, Instagram works? Wow, I mean, normally when I encounter this issue, usually Instagram, YouTube and all those don't work. Did you try
Yeah, I
YouTube?
know. You'd think it wouldn't, but
Did YouTube work for you?
yeah, usually it works.
Wow. That's so
It's
weird.
so strange because I'm like, usually it works. But like none of the other streaming stuff works, you know?
See, it's starting to come back online now. I think it is back online. Can you try one of the streaming apps? You stream from your phone, right?
Yeah, because I just have like a Chromecast like hooked up to my TV. So I just like open app on my phone and then cast them
Just
to my TV.
yeah, cast to the TV. I mean, yeah, you could. Could you try? Would you try any one of the streaming apps would be fine. See if it works.
Yes, the HBO Max is the one that I've been like trying. It's still just like on that blue screen and just spinning.
Just spinning.
Yeah. I'm wondering too. So, my next thought, because I've been troubleshooting this, is what if it's something with my phone? Because the weird thing is my it works on my computer.
Like all the streaming services work on the computer, like going to like their website or whatever and trying to, it works.
Like streaming works on my computer if I do like put Netflix on or whatever. It's just like the app
Oh, you know what it
on.
might, be? So you're whenever you access on your phone, are you access on your phone and then cast it directly to the Chromecast?
Yes.
I think I know the issue, and I just I'm gonna have to talk to the network engineers on how to rectify it. So I've only encountered this one other time. I'm not saying it is an issue. I'm gonna see one last thing on my end real quick before I even say, confirm and say this is exactly what's happening. But sometimes, like I know, for example, basing it off of what I've seen before, when I used to game share my video games, or just game share, or even just share screen with what I'm playing in terms of video games, because I used to stream. I still stream a lot when it comes to gaming. I'm a nerd. Essentially, what the service provider, like the actual software on the router is reading that as almost like torrenting, which is a not it's not a gray area anymore. It is semi illegal, because if you're downloading, and they're reading it as you downloading that, technically downloading or sharing as a SharePoint for that media, which you're not doing that, but that's what it's reading it as. And it used to do the same thing for me when I was streaming, and every time I would my like my de like the device that I was using, for example, my it was my I used to stream off of my PlayStation. It would it, I just couldn't access certain games on that PlayStation anymore, or go online with those certain games. But I could do anything else. I can go on websites with it. I can go and play other games. Just a certain game that I was doing it on, it wouldn't allow me to. It's because
Oh.
the router is actually probably reading it as a security event. It looks like someone's watching what you're doing, but it's just you sharing it to another device in your home network.
Right.
So that's what I think is happening based on what you just said. And then I look. Yeah. Security event list. Is this a Google Pixel 6?
Yeah, I have a Pixel, yeah, Pixel 6.
That's exactly what's happening. And did this start on like the 5th of this month? Is that when this issue started?
It didn't start right when, because I installed it like a few weeks ago, I think. And I don't think that this started until like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago.
I think that might be the case here. One second. I could do one of two things. I can get in touch with some of the engineers on my side and see what I can do about it, and how to so that you don't encounter the issue on the phone, and then call you back. Or I can you can stay on the line with me while I'm messaging them, trying to figure it out. It's up to you. I would prefer just to call back, but
Yeah,
it's
just call me back, because also
okay.
maybe it'll clear up the line too.
Yep, true. Perfect. No problem. All right, so I will definitely do that. I'm actually messaging them right now, so I'm just gonna give you a call back, and within the hour I should give you a call back.
Yeah, thank you so much for pursuing this. I know this is like first world problems. Like, I can't stream from my phone, but
Nah, it's good. It's good. I mean, kind
yeah.
of like the job that I have.
Yeah.
All right,
No, I just appreciate it. It's like I just like listen to myself. I'm like, man, I sound fucking ridiculous. I can't stream HBO from my phone. Anyways.
But no, I feel you. I got you. I'll definitely call you back in within the hour with a potential resolution.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great day, all right? Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.